First day, Saturday, August 25th of T-Touch for You Immersion Program. So welcome back. And Linda, where would you like to?
Well, we're going to actually begin with, for those of you who are new, looking at just some of the nuances and the details of the nine elements. And I want, for all of you who teach this and know it really well, I want you to really think about these, you know, how we can always hone our skills at teaching this. So first of all, with the basic T-Touch 1 1/4 circle, the thing that I find, and I've been doing this T-Touch now since 83, long time, I find I'm more and more aware of moving the tissue around the face of an imaginary clock. And we do this because when I imagine this clock, I activate the right brain. And when I put on the numbers, on the clock, the numbers, you know, 6, right, 9, 12, and 3, when I stop to do that, I activate the left brain. And so I get this real consideration. And the fact that what I see, and I sometimes tend to do it too, I'll go juke and make a circle and a quarter, and the last little bit is fast. Now, one of the reasons I believe this work is so effective is because when you really stay present, this is like a meditation. I really move this tissue, and I'd like you to follow me, please. Even though you've done this many, many times, let's just imagine, call in somebody that you would love to have do this T-Touch with, and they haven't done it yet, or just do this on yourself and acknowledge, actually, let's do that. Let's stay with ourselves for the moment. How round can I make this circle? How smooth? And now, whatever direction you are going in, reverse the direction and feel the opening and closing of your finger joints. And just do this. Now, 1 1/4. For many years, and actually the circle touches that we show as the clock that comes from the touch cards. And I realized when we were talking with Debbie Potts, and she'll be on with us tomorrow, that we never changed the clock from that what isn't 1 1/4. And originally it was a little past 6. So we stopped at around 7:30. And the fact of going exactly 1 1/4, yeah, precisely, makes me stay really present. And this basic circle, what I'm finding for all of you who are out there, because we have a lot of T-Touch instructors here with us today, the fact is what I'm hearing is that the basic T-Touch circle is not being taught as much. We have so much to do with dogs and horses, with all the other stuff, that we're forgetting the importance of this 1 1/4 circle. And this is what we want you, with yourselves, with your clients. Now, for those of you who are doing this with family, this 1 1/4 circle is actually a spiral. And it's so interesting because the first time I remember being aware of it was when Karen Freiling had told us the story of this young autistic, brilliant person saying, in a 15-year-old boy, this is his famous, spiral, earth spiral. And that's what it is, I'm sure. We're not talking a circle and a quarter, we're talking a spiral, but the circle and a quarter, by having that number that activates the left brain logic, right? So, now, with this, we already tried different parts of our hands. What we're going to talk about is first of all, the smoothness around the circle. And what I find really helpful is to think of five quarter circles, from 6 to 9, 9, 12, 12, 3, 6, 9. Sorry. When I'm going in a clockwise circle. For some people, the other direction will be their correct direction. And it's really important for us to remember that. Okay, so let's talk about pressure.
Linda, yeah. Can I ask you a question? So if I were new at this or not new at this, my question would be to you, because people always ask, so if we're teaching doing the circle and a quarter on the arm, where would you prefer to see 6 and where would you prefer to see 12 and 9 and 3?
Okay, really good question. If you have a person lying on a table, right? Where would the normal direction be?
12, 6.
No, they're lying sideways on the table.
Oh.
They're lying down.
Okay.
Just put yourself in that lying position. Where would the norm, where would a logical place for that be?
Towards the ground.
Yeah, toward the ground. That's the logical part. When you're working on the arm level like this, it doesn't feel so good toward the ground. So what I do on the arm, I imagine how it would be if it was hanging, or on my leg, where it would be if I were in the standing. So this is a really good question, Eleanor. And I just become aware of what is the most comfortable. And I often ask a person I'm working on, if I'm working on the table, why would I ask them? Come on, I ought to know better, right? And of course, that's one of the beauties of this work, is that we, for the ninth element, we want their feedback, what's best for them. So what's best for you? Instead of just doing it without thinking, what's best with you? And so when somebody asks me that in a demo, I say, hey, come on up here. Now, you're standing there. Now, let's see. And I'd like you all to try this yourself. Okay, imagine the circle on your face, and you can start up. 6 will be toward the ground. And this is always a question, huge question. Wait a minute, is the circle on my hand? No. The circle's on the body. Oh, interesting question. Okay, so I put this imaginary little clock that I put here on my face. 6 toward the ground. So if I start from 6 and I go a little arc up to 9, straighten my fingers at 12, go down to 3, around to 6, and up to 12. Now, that's nice if I have flexible fingers, but what if I don't? Because a lot of people don't. So you can use whatever part is comfortable. It doesn't matter. Just try different parts. And this is really important in our day and age now. Because and then try the other direction with whatever feels good. Now, the fact that we're listening to what feels good, that's a different deal. Ah, you know, no pain, no gain. Man, that's something that's been around for a long time. Just not true. Not true. So that's where we really want to pay attention to the quality of the movement around the face of this imaginary clock. Okay. So, Eleanor, thank you. That was a really important question. And actually, Pam, the Wanvier in the class in Maryland, two of our practitioners, very experienced ones, didn't know for sure. Wait a minute. Is the clock on the hand? Is that what I'm talking about? Because we never clarified it before, obviously, or they would have known. So,
and the other thing was nice is that you just started at 6 and went around, and you gave a whole new permission in that way, because maybe logically we would think, oh, we need to start at 12 and go around, but then that pulls the skin down as a start. So it was so nice to feel the skin, the tissue go up as a start.
And it's even more obvious when I'm doing it on somebody's back, and then you actually say, my arm's here. Okay, put your arm up. If I go from 12 down to 3, it's a, as you said, it's a pull down. Even though it's an arc, it's still a pull down. Whereas the 6 is a relieving from the effects of gravity. It's relieving. And as you go around, the tissue frees up. That is a nuance that makes a difference. Now, for some of you who are work with dogs, it's not an issue. Tissue is not an issue because tissue on the dogs are so loose. Whereas on the horses, it's tight like we, like ours. So it's different. And on my 81-year-old arm, I have very loose tissue because my muscles are different than they used to be. I'm so happy I can still move them, right? So no worries. So just try this thing, even on your face, like start at 12 and go down and feel what that's like. And actually do both directions and see if that makes a difference. And then that, why not start at 9? And then 9 1¼. Is that the same? Now, for those of you who haven't done this before, use whatever part of your hand is easy, because having the opening and closing of the flexibility of the fingers is not so easy for every person. And notice my thumb is really important. If I'm just doing these circles without the connection of the thumb, my thumb is my connector. Now, these are nuances that I'm hoping that some of you, you've been teaching this for years. I mean, I find every time I bring awareness to this, it just helps me to clarify my teaching. It's very exciting. So, moving around the face of the clock. Now, any other comments about that? I would really love it if you would have a question, or if you have an aha, you jump in here, because we're going to do the whole body thing in a few moments, but I just want to do, we're going to do just the basic circle, that concept, pressure jump.
Marianne Miller, did I unmute you?
Marie.
Oh, Marie Ann. Let me try again. Nope, you changed your mind, and I can't unmute you.
Oh, no, it's Mary Lou, not Marianne Miller. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm looking at Marianne Miller.
It's Marie Miller.
Oh, Marie.
Hello, can you hear me?
Can hear you perfectly.
My given name's Marianne, but everybody knows me as Marie. I've, for a while, because the circles are so important to me, but when I teach now to people who don't know anything about T-Touch, I always teach about the circle and the quality of the circle first, because sometimes when the work's new to people, they get confused if you start to go through all the different clouded leopard and name all the touches initially. So we always talk about the circle first and focusing on the quality of the circle before we then move on to using different parts. So to start with, I just get people to use whatever part of their hand they feel comfortable with. And it might be an older person with arthritis, so they will use the chimp or whatever. But I want them to really value the circle first and the quality of it before we start going into the intricacies of the different touches. So that's just all I wanted to add.
Exactly. And thank you for clarifying that, because sometimes in like a 2-hour evening demo, I will just mention a couple of names, but I don't show what parts because it's too much. What, you know, they don't get it. it's just the quality of the circle. And so the keeping the same tempo around the circle and the same pressure around the circle, that takes practice. Yeah, it's so very cool. So with the pressure, when we...
One more question from Mary Lou.
Okay.
She says, how would you keep the connection with the thumb when you're using the back of the hand?
You don't. Thank you. Really good point. You don't need to. That's a really good point. I don't know the answer to this in terms of what the difference is. You see, when you're using the fingers, like when we're using the chimp or the baby orang, don't worry about the names right now, not important. The fact is, it's a very conscious connection, I find. Now, if I'm working forward like this, for instance, I will have a connection. Can you see? I don't know how I can turn upside down.
Yeah. So
I now connect that way, but you can't. I can do it without or with. So it depends what's easy and comfortable for you. I'm trying to think for me.
No, but I
like the connection in this case. But if I'm using the baby orang, which means from the tip to the second joint, it's softer even. And I don't think, oh no, I wouldn't use the thumb then. Play with it.
I think one of the important points also, though, is when that your thumb stays relaxed, because when we, Eleanor, you want to talk about that for a sec?
Yeah, because to me, it's a really big deal, because if we keep that thumb disconnected, we're having a tendency physiologically to fire off the extensor muscles by floating up the thumb, which is going to fire off the extensor muscles all the way up and can stimulate the the fight and flight response, because it's stimulating all the extensors. The thumb is so basic and so old. When you look at the picture of the diagram of what the homunculus is, you know how the thumb and the mouth and the eyes are so big. So if we activate that thumb, it's going to activate that ancient system. So to me, if I were to use the back of the hand, it does two things. It signifies safety, that touch of the back of the hand. So if the thumb can just be allowed to hang, you know, kind of in soft contact, but it's just not firing off, like Sandy said, that when we fold it, when we fly it, when we let it float up, it can tend to accidentally fire off. So just to keep that awareness.
And what I've always learned, from Sally Swift, actually, with centered riding, is if you are tense in one joint, it affects every other joint. And so when we can stay soft in all of the joints, including the thumb or anything that's not in direct contact at that moment, it changes the quality of our touch.
Absolutely. It's a basic premise. I see Marianne wants to say something. Marie Miller has her hand waving.
The other thing sometimes I find when touches are new to people, they'll have their thumb close to their fingers. And so then the movement comes right through the arm and through the shoulder. This is something you showed me, Linda. And just really gently resting the thumb enables people to just make that connection through their wrist and their fingers, rather than this sort of tight movement. And I find that if you don't point that out, that sometimes people just sort of, even if they're carrying on doing the circle and the quarter, if it's like that, the movement comes right through their arm. So just having that little balance is helpful, but it doesn't necessarily. I find when, as you were saying, when you're using that part of your fingers, just balancing the thumb is helpful. But when you're using other parts of the back of the hand, it's balancing in itself.
Yep. So, and the thing is, paying a little bit of attention here, even though this is old stuff, so some of you, is really worthwhile, because it is common for people at first to put the thumb next to the fingers if they're using the fingers. And this is why it's really helpful sometimes to just have people use other parts of your hand and forget this, you know, various basic touches that we use that take much more skill, because we only have to move that tissue in 1 1/4 circle to make the difference. Now, I'd like to go on to the pressure, and just with the pressure, if we're working at the muscular level, people want to have a lot of pressure, don't they? But when we're talking about the cells, we're talking about connecting with this intelligence, this wisdom in the cells. Do we need a lot of pressure? No. But many people can't feel much. And that's why I'm convinced that they really, you know, cannot feel if you don't go deep. This is why we have pressures from half a pressure, which you'd use in the case of a break of a bone or some trauma, to a 10. And I've only used a 10, I think, on 3 or maybe 4 people in my whole career of touch. But I like to have that to show how light a 2 or 3 is. So let's just, sorry to review this, because we do have people here who don't know the touches. So what I recommend is support the elbow. Just go through some logical processes. So we do it the same. Support the elbow. So you're not just holding the arm up there. I connect lightly with the thumb. And then I actually prefer to do the touches on the eyelid. If somebody doesn't want to touch their eyelid, for a while I was going on the underside of the eye, but that's harder to imagine. And on the eyelid, with just only the contact necessary so you don't slide, which is like zero, it's just so light, you move the skin, the tissue, in 1 1/4 circles. And I do it with my forefinger, just one finger, the lightest possible. Lightest possible contact, that's your one. And I'll point my finger out, because I realize now, looking at Eleanor, I can't see what she's doing because her other fingers are in the way. So if I put my finger up like that, which I don't, I like to keep them all together softer, but then you can't see. I'm actually just using the forefinger. So that's our one touch. Now you would think, like, what the heck does that do? And we're going to be hearing over these days what that's done for some of you. Like I, with Karen Freiling, who's here, the beautiful work that she's been doing with preemies in a hospital with a research project, you never use more than a one. That's this connection that we get at the cellular level. It is so incredible. And we can do that with ourselves also. But sometimes that lightest touch doesn't reach us. So I find it's really valuable for the 3. And where I go for the 3, I feel the bone. I slide my skin over the bone and actually feel this. Now, say hello to this cheekbone. Slide around. And for this, again, I'm supporting the elbow. Logical process. Yeah. I connect with my thumb lightly. And now I use my longest finger. And I move just right over the bone. So I can feel it clearly. All around the 1 1/4 circles. and when I can feel it really clearly, with a little bit of connection there, that's a three. So I'm going to go back to my arm now, and I don't know how I get this. So I have my thumb underneath and my fingers folded lightly. And I'm going to use the lightest with this forefinger. Let the other fingers be there. Move with the forefinger, the lightest one. The lightest I can do, but not to slide over. Just slide over for a moment and feel what that's like. Because a lot of people think in the beginning, circle and a quarter, no problem. I can just slide over the skin. No. Catch the skin and move it. That's your one then. Now, I'm going to curve my fingers and I'm going to use my longest finger. And I have the same connection with the thumb as I do with my fingers. So my attention is on the middle finger. And I go, wait, let's see, what did that feel like? And that's my three. So, two is in between, and four is a little more, and five is yet deeper. But we're not going to go there right now because we're talking about connection with the cells, with that cellular intelligence. Now, any comments or questions from any who don't know or any of our teachers that you'd like to put in, something else that you like to put in there?
Well, Linda, can I ask a question that maybe other people might be thinking?
Great.
When you did it on your face, you went in a certain direction, or on the cheekbone, you went in a certain direction. If for a person it felt more natural the opposite direction, is that okay too?
Thank you for asking that, because I think every single time I've said try one way and then the other, but we don't hear necessarily. Go, thank you for bringing it up again. Try one way and then try it right now and then try the other. For some of you, it'll be the same. For others, you'll have a specific preference. And now, all this thing, oh my God, all this detail. But you know what? It's like learning to play the piano really well. Just have to go over some of these details. Okay.
Again and again.
Well, I don't know about that. But I'm going to jump now. And actually, I see a question here. We're going to jump into doing the whole body. And for the moment, I'm going to skip the tempo because I want to get to something else. Kathy Lehman said, asked a question. What was it?
She says, hi, everyone. So grateful to be with you all. For me, I like to think of my hand as a big paw. This visualization helps me keep my hands soft. Oh, that's so beautiful.
Are you a cat paw or a dog paw? That's lovely. Okay. Now, any other comments about this? Because now we're going to start into the whole body.
I don't see anybody.
Okay. So what I actually would like us to do before we start doing what we call the body blessing, I'm going to have you take a piece of paper in your journal, and I'm going to have you write down, I got it here. Can you see that? It says, see, Pono and Pilakia. Do you see it?
Yes.
Okay. And I have
to hold it up again. Yeah, keep it held up for people.
Wait, I have to erase this when I put the mind maps underneath because I wanted to order that. So it's the Pono Pilakia.
Pilikia.
Yes. Why are we doing this? We're dividing the paper in the middle. This, for those of you who work with dogs, this is in my dog book. But we're going to do it for us because this is a Hawaiian concept. Pono is means state of excellence. So I want you to, on the left side of your paper, write at least three things that you really appreciate about this vehicle that houses our soul. And then the pilakia means a sense of trauma or drama, anything that causes issues in the body. And we're going to first, however, direct the pono, what's excellent. And then we're going to look at what are the issues we would like to address in this 90 days. Let's just do this right now. And if you don't want to, you know, I just realized it doesn't work on a small piece of paper. So you can put the pono at the top and the pilakia at the bottom. I just do this for the flip chart. But I realize on my page, I'm going to write first the pono and then leave space. I might find other stuff. And then pilakia below it.
What if our pilakia is more than three?
Do it whatever you want. It's just an offer. Maybe you don't have any, or maybe you have a lot.
And do you want? It's specific to like physical body things or including, because if it's trauma, then it's more like an event. Or do you mean something that's happened specific to the to your body or?
Some part of your body that, but because what we're going to come back with looking at tomorrow are states of being. So you can also, you know, mental, physical, emotional. Mm-hmm. If you push, I'm thinking in terms right now of the body. What would we like to address with tea touch in your body? But that can be also an emotional state. This is our vehicle. Okay, so I would like to give you an idea of how this came about. Actually, we'll be going to deeper the study, and actually you'll get a chance to read about it. But by actually acknowledging the body, just by, and let's just do this right now. Take your right hand and start down your left side. And if you can't, if it's not comfortable, if you can imagine it, and just start at the top of your head and just outline your body. Just smiling at the outline. I want you to smile at the outline of your body. And reach down if you can, and go all the way down the outside of your left side of your body. Just feeling our boundaries, our borders. Housing for these 100 trillion cells. And then take your other hand, and you can imagine it just as well if you can't do it. Go down the outside, down to the tip of your hand. Come down on the right side. Just go down to the feet. That's our exterior, our boundaries. And this is a process that Sandy and Robin Bernhardt did in a pilot study they did with people with brain injuries. And it was very effective. And when I heard about this, I said, this gave me the idea. What would happen if I would actually think every part of my body? And so I started doing this, what we call a body blessing. And I start with my right hand at the top. And again, it's hard for you to reach, don't worry, but imagine, but I just start, and I actually support the weight of my right hand. I don't rest it on my head. Ugh, that's too much. And I just feel my hair, and I just make a circle order the whole palm of my hand, the whole hand here, very lightly. And I say, thank you, my hair. And then I go down, and I just a little bit lower, and I say, thank you, my brain, that I can think, man. Thank you, my ear, that I can hear. Thank you, my neck, that I can bend you to whatever degree I can. Thank you, my shoulders, for all you carry on them. Thank you, forearm, elbow. Upper arm, sorry. And forearm and my wrist, and I move my wrist a little, and then my hand. Thank you. Now I come back, and you can make this up. I'm going to shorten it a little bit, but you can do all kinds of things, like do a nice circle and a quarter up in my upper lungs here, lung area. And then, thank you, my heart. And just thank you, ribs. Man, they're forgotten, these ribs. Thank you. Now I come down, and I'm going to actually come into the center, and I'm going to go right now into my whole respiratory area. Thank you that I can speak. Oh my goodness, it's a miracle. Oh, I forgot my throat. yes, Billy, thank you. And just take a moment, and we're going to recommend that you do this each day. But I like to thank my whole inner intestinal tract and all the bacteria. Just invite anything that's not so good there, let's have you disappear. Thank you. I'm going to go back over to my hips and my pelvis. No matter what you might think of it, thank it the fact that we can be here, however that is. Now my thighs. And then just moving my hands around my knees. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. I know some of you are going with knee issues. Just pour thanks into there, no matter what. Now the calf and the ankle. And if you can't reach easily, just work in the ear. Just, send those circles and energy. And now the foot. sorry. Yeah, just take a moment here. Feel that side. And I'm going to have you now on your own go down the other side. And one of the things before you start down the other side, I want to remind you of one sentence that changed my whole approach to my body. And it was written in a paper from Heart Math Institute by Roland McCready. And the fact that how we address our bodies affects the function of the cells. Oh my gosh. When I read that, I thought, whoa, wait a minute, because I used to say a lot, oh, Linda, that was really stupid. And when I read that sentence, wait a minute, my cells are affected by my energy, my attitude toward my body. I'm going to change my attitude. And that's what this body blessing is about, is just acknowledging. And we're going to be doing this over the times using color and various other visualizations, but this is just the first simple one. So now I'm inviting you to go with your other hand down the other side and touch whatever you can and find the areas to give thanks. Just give thanks. We're going to do this fairly fast because, yeah, we can move along. And bring in the smile. I'll say after why. Nice deep breath. I want to ask to visualize again that we're sitting in circles someplace in a perfect temperature in a beautiful, beautiful place in nature. The trees are all around us and they're celebrating the fact that we see them. All of the bees and the bugs and everybody's there and all of the animals who called in. And all of the animals, you know, you have living with you in your homes, they're all there with you, with us. And we're celebrating this connection at the cellular level, this amazing awareness of the divine wisdom in every cell in our body. I'd like now actually to add something to this body blessing. I want you to just imagine just flushing your body with a color that would be uplifting. Just various parts, just play with this, like, you know, that you could just manifest this beautiful color in the cells that would be uplifting. What would that be? What would make you smile? What would make you feel wonderful? and find the places that you wrote down as the Pilakia. And go to those places and just do some imaginary circles right there. Or actually touch them, not imaginary. 1 1/4, the softest way you can move the tissue. Just talking to that cellular wisdom. Nice light, and then a pause after each circle on the areas that create trauma or drama. Nice 1 1/4 circle. Hold that place. Stay with it, the same contact, and give thanks to that area. Wow. And pour love and deep appreciation. And just call in your guardian angel, because we all have them. And call in the animals who came around you. Just bring me into these areas of trauma or drama. And smile. And know that we're all here creating in our circle. We're all there supporting each of us, supporting each other. And we have the trees speaking to us and whispering in the wind. Just this gentle, beautiful, whispering wind. Moving the grass. I invite you tonight to do this again. Go through these areas and just where there's discomfort or fear or pain, do the circle and the quarter. A nice deep breath. We'll focus on that tomorrow, on the breathing. And give thanks. So let's come back into our, I'm so reluctant to leave this space. I was having such a lovely time with all of you in this beautiful place in nature. But I am so grateful for this amazing worldwide web that we have. And it's the opportunity for us to be together in this way. It is just so powerful. And we've created a space that you can go that's a closed area. Let's see, how do we get them in, Sandy?
Yeah, so I was just thinking this, Linda. So I'm going to post the link in the chat box in just a minute. I had it pulled up and then I lost it. Hang on.
What are you putting in the link?
It is our private community group. And
just for this group.
Just for this group. And
will it also be emailed to everybody?
It will. And of course, now I'm going to give appreciations for my email to come back working. And mahalo. And maybe while I'm trying to figure that out, there's some wonderful comments in the chat box.
Do you want to just read them? Actually, that would be great.
Eleanor?
Well, I didn't see them. So I loved what Reverend Donna L. Haber said. I'm pronouncing your name correctly. But you said that it reminds you of the experiments done with water, you know, when we're talking to ourselves, and how just words on hate outside of the glass affected the molecules. With the word love, molecules were whole. With the word hate, molecules were all jagged. And then in the book, The Hidden Messages of Water from Masaru Emoto, the same thing happens within our bodies when we send love or negative thoughts. And I was really thankful that she put that there.
Yes, because it's one of the most important, I think, sharings on the planet from Dr. Emoto. This concept that how we address ourselves actually shows up if you write on a vial of water. If you don't know messages from water, I really recommend you will be amazed at this study, all the studies that he did. They're so powerful. And just the music we listen to has an effect on our bodies, which is the colors we wear, the thoughts we have, all of this has an effect on our cellular function, on our cellular health, actually. And that's excellent news, isn't it? Because it makes it really easy to focus on these positive thoughts. So I am sending love to all of you, and I'm just so grateful for all of us gathering together. We're going to end this, but I would like to stay on if any of you want to just have a little more chance to chat that won't be recorded. Is that okay with you, Sandy?
Sure thing. And
precious too. Pam, you're way back there on the East Coast. And Nyla, Nina, Jeanette. Oh, hi, Jeanette. My daughter. Hi.
Linda, I wanted to add in that Karen said that even with the monitors that the premature babies are hooked up to, how the thoughts of the caregivers affected the babies that they could see with the monitors. So thank you, Karen, for putting that.
And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Karen, can you be on tomorrow? Good. So we'll talk about that tomorrow with the study that you did. It's so all of these proofs showing that what we think, what we say, what we feel, what we do, make a difference in this world. And this concept of creating the world and humanity we crave, this is our opportunity in this togetherness that we have. And we have, Jewel, are you there? I would so love to send out appreciation to Jewel Duke, because she's been in almost all of our book clubs, and I just really, I am so honored and so feeling so blessed to have all of you here with us on this day. I was going to say tonight, some of your night in Germany and some today's.
Yes, and Melissa says, namaste.
So Sandy, did you find that?
I did, and so I posted it in the chat book, and this is the link for you to go to our private Tea Touch for You immersion group. It's a community that we've created. It's on Facebook, and you can click this link or cut and paste it, and I will also email it because it's rather long to say it out loud and have you get it from verbally, but it is a Facebook link. Okay. And if anybody has any questions about it or has any difficulty getting in, when you click, you can email me, finish that sentence. When you click on the link, It will take you to Facebook. If you're not a Facebook person, it'll give you the opportunity to create a personal profile so that you can get in. And then you'll ask to be invited, and one of us, Linda, Eleanor, myself, or a few others will say okay, and you'll get in, and then you'll be able to share with us, tell us a little bit about yourself, your life, your experience with T-Touch, anything from today, things that you're looking forward to.
And Sandy, where are the forms that we posted? We've made up these really beautiful, like the chart that we're going to be working with tomorrow, the empowerment field feedback chart.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. So in the email where you had the access information that came out yesterday and today is a link for one of the handouts for the empowerment feedback scale. And so you can download that. If you click on that link, it will open up, it should open up onto your computer, and then you can save it onto your desktop and print it out, or it will open into your download folder. So check there.
And where is that link for the
empowerment? That link was in the email that was sent out with the access information. Now, it's also going to be posted in our membership site, and we actually haven't talked about this, Linda. I can walk people through that, or I can send that information out.
Walk us through it.
Actually, or both.
Well, yeah, both is always better, but walk us through it, because we are creating this as we go. So I see Jewel. Yeah. Can I just ask a question? I see Jewel Duke and I see Real Jewel. Who is Real Jewel? Maybe you can post who you are.
Oh, I assumed that was Jewel Duke.
Well, I see it in two different places, so I don't know.
So Linda, I have an idea about doing the directions. And that is, how about if I stop this recording for the hour and make the instructions on how to do that a separate recording so that people can just take a look at that?
Much better idea.
Yeah. Okay. So if you want to, if there's anything else that you want in closing for this particular part?
So in closing, I want us to just actually all together do another heart hug and put out into the universe three gratitudes. Three things in your life for which you feel blessed, and know that we are creating this wonderful feeling around the planet every time we release a positive thought. I want you to all know that the storm has passed by Oahu. They did an amazing thing on the island of Oahu. They had free buses for everybody, and they bused people to safe places, and now they're busing them all back. So they took care of the homeless as well as those who left their homes. So thank you for all of our prayers, and know that storm continues on and is going to be circling to us. So thank you all. Until tomorrow, but we'll close this and then we'll continue for those of you who want. I would just love to hear from some of you and sharing any other questions that you have. Sandy, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Such deep appreciation for you, Linda and Eleanor, and for everybody for joining with us. It's such an extraordinary thing to have everybody from around the world here for this. Thank you.
Hello, newbie.